News Radio 1400 KTEM. It is Jamie Garrett here with your weekly Hero Hotline calls to Iraq. And we've got with us this week Master Sergeant Timothy Pender with Operation New Dawn, right? New Dawn, correct?
That is correct, sir.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Master Sergeant Pender, thank you so much for taking some time to join us today.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Now, you are with the 3rd ACR. I got a chance a couple of years ago to come out to a 3rd ACR Family Day and got a chance to meet a lot of the men and women that are with the 3rd ACR now currently deployed to Iraq, and you are there right now. Now, talk a little bit about what your job is in the civilian world, what it would be considered, what are your day-to-day operations there in Iraq?
Well, sir, I'm the senior human resources manager for the regiment. That means I pretty much, like in the civilian world, I handle all the paperwork, processing, all the things that are necessary for the soldiers living, such as pay, awards, any type of transactions that they need. And I have a very good team, and we do it very well.
So no incidents like I saw when I was a kid on MASH where the goat came in and ate everybody's pay that one episode when I think it was Hawkeye was in charge of the money. No incidents like that as if yet everybody gets paid. Everybody, I guess it helps a little bit with direct deposit nowadays, doesn't it?
I totally agree, sir. It's hard for a goat to eat anything electronic.
That's right, but there are plenty of goats over there, I would imagine, so it's a possibility that it could happen. Now, human resources in Iraq, I know that our human resources director here at the radio stations has probably wanted to bring a weapon to work every now and again, but it's probably a catch-22 knowing that if anybody gets upset at human resources that they've been trained to handle those situations. What are some of the issues that you do come across that aren't typical everyday problems that we might see back stateside? What are some of the issues that you and your team deal with?
Well, we primarily deal with emergency leave situations where emergency occurs back in the States and we got to get a family member home to take care of their loved one or to see about their loved one, or in case of there's a death in the family, to get them expedited back home so they can attend the services if the situation allows. So that's our primary focus. If we have a situation whereby something happens to a soldier's pay, maybe those goats, maybe that may be what caused the situation, but we go ahead and look into the system and get that corrected for the soldiers.
So high-stress situation only made worse by being, you know, tens of thousands of miles away from the home front. How often does the emergency family leave come up, and what would constitute an emergency? You know, if somebody came to you and said, you know, the Dallas Mavericks just pulled even in their best-of-seven series, two games apiece, and I've got to get back and see my Mavericks play in person, probably not an emergency worthy of leaving Iraq.
That is actually a correct assessment, sir. Of course, the Army regulation guides us on what are the criteria by which we allow soldiers to go home. Typically, we are informed by the Army American Red Cross. They give us a call, let us know the situation. Then we turn that situation over to the chain of command, the commander and the first sergeant, and then they make the decision on if that does meet the criteria, and if it does, how to expedite the soldier back home to their loved one.
Yeah, certainly something that, you know, as I mentioned, high stress, but high reward as well, being able to get soldiers back home and in situations like that. We're talking with Master Sergeant Timothy Pender with the 3rd ACR currently in Iraq, and you are with Human Resources. But what I find interesting here, reading through some of your information that you sent our way, excuse me, I had something in my throat. I find it interesting that you, while being, you know, tens of thousands of miles away from family and friends, have still managed to coordinate and find ways to be involved with your family, including your son, I believe, who is also a part of Operation New Dawn.
Yes, sir, that is correct. My son is actually in the 3rd ACR. We are in what's called USD South, and he's a little bit north of me in USD Central. And so I've had the opportunity to spend Christmas with him, and then we actually got a chance to fly home on R&R leave together to see the birth of his son.
That is awesome. So I wouldn't imagine having dad as a human resources person helped him at all in that situation, being able to coordinate that leave and get back home. Now, did this take place in Hawaii?
Yes, sir. He is stationed with the 25th Infantry Division in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's got to be rough going home to see the birth of your son. Is this his first son?
Actually, this is the third.
Third,
this is
okay.
My third grandson.
Third grandson.
Yes, sir.
Well, very nice. So it's got to help out the situation a little bit, being deployed, but also being able to occasionally spend time with your son. Does it help out significantly with both of you as far as dealing with, you know, him not being near his kids and his family, and obviously you in the same situation? It's got to help the time pass by a little bit more quickly, knowing that there is that familiar face there fairly nearby, relatively nearby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I totally agree with that. And, you know, him and I, every once in a while, we use the Skype system to stay in contact with each other. And we also use Facebook to kind of stay in contact with one another.
Now, you also, in addition to human resources and coordinating R&R for your son, for the birth of his child, and spending time with him for Christmas, which is awesome, you also spend some time filling in for the chapel on numerous occasions. So you wear many hats and I guess many frocks as well.
Sir, I do what I can.
And is that something that you're involved with church back home, or is it just something that you took the opportunity there to do that?
Yes, sir. I go to Christian House of Prayer in Killeen, and I'm involved in the ministry there.
Right across from House of Floors. I hear the commercial for House of Floors all the time. Right across from Christian House of Prayer. So know it well. So Master Sergeant Timothy Pender has been joining us today with 3rd ACR, currently serving in Iraq. And I certainly appreciate you taking some time. It sounds like you're a very busy individual with lots of goats to keep away from money and lots of human resources stuff to deal with, in addition to all the chaplain work as well, and plenty of books to read. You're an avid reader. What book are you on right now?
I'm actually reading two books right now, and the names both are escaping me.
Put you on the spot there.
Yeah.
Now, has Karen asked you this, because my wife is an avid reader. She's an English teacher, and she loves reading. She got herself one of the Kindle, Amazon Kindle things. Is that something that you've seen rising in popularity there? It's got to be a lot easier to do that as opposed to, you know, chucking some books in the bag and carrying all that extra weight. Is that something that has caught on there, a lot of the soldiers with the Kindle or the e-book readers yet?
Yeah, there are some that are using that to do their reading. In fact, I just sent a little link to my wife requesting one of those for Father's Day.
Ah, look at that. You are on top of things. You're sending links and coordinating R&R and trips home and the Christmas. So you are a very busy individual. It's been a lot of fun chatting with you today. Master Sergeant Timothy Pender with 3rd ACR. Thank you for the time. Stay safe, and look forward to getting you back here safe and sound in Central Texas. Thank you very much, sir.
And Gilbert, if anyone wants to know any more about the 3rd ACR, they can look us up on Facebook under 3rd ACR.
That's right. I'm a Facebook fan and friend myself. So get by there and keep up to date with soldiers like Master Sergeant Pender and the rest of the 3rd ACR through their Facebook page. Master Sergeant Pender, thank you so much. This has been the News Radio 1400 KTEM Hero Hotline. All right, we're all wrapped up. That was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time, sir.
All right. Stay safe. Bye-bye.